USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says Easter is a time to remember that things will get better.
We won't be sitting there next to each other, which we'd like to be, and soon we'll be again. But right now we're keeping separation. We're getting rid of the plague.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health tells CNN there's a chance parts of the country may be allowed to start reopening soon from the coronavirus shutdown.
You want to make sure you don't do something prematurely and precipitously. At the same time, you pay attention to the need to try and get back to normal.
But he warns that trying to get back to normal too soon could be disastrous. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot agrees.
We cannot open up the economy until we make sure that we've got all the health care controls in place. That means widespread testing, contact tracing.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is offering his thanks to the staff of the National Health Service for saving his life. He says his experience with the coronavirus was touch and go for a time. Johnson has posted a video on Twitter after his discharge from St. Thomas's Hospital in London. He says it's hard to find the words to express his gratitude.
Two nurses who stood by my bedside for 48 hours when things could have gone either way.
Strong storms with tornado-strength winds have been raking parts of the South. Louisiana Congressman Ralph Abrams says the Monroe, Louisiana Regional Airport is really a mess.
There is a lot of damage at the airport. We just behind me as I'm talking to you, I'm looking at a minimum of three citation jets that are basically completely destroyed.
There have been reports of some tornadoes, but no reports of any injuries so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A political power play is underway from New York that involves Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York Mayor Bill de Blasio. USA's John Clements reports.
That political power play began when Mayor Bill de Blasio announced that the district's 1.8 million students will not be back in the classroom until September due to COVID-19.
It clearly will help us save lives.
2 hours later, speaking from Albany, New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo put the skids on that plan, saying de Blasio doesn't have the authority to close the schools for the academic year.
I understand the mayor's position, which is he wants to close them until June. And we may do that, but we're going to do it in a coordinated sense with the other localities.
This is John Clemens reporting.
A well-known character actor has passed away. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Former NFL star turned actor on the comedy drama MASH, among other things, Timothy Brown, has recently died in Southern California at the age of 82. Brown had played NFL football with Green Bay, Philadelphia, and the Baltimore Colts. After he retired from football, he took up acting and performed in the popular movie and later the TV series MASH, playing Captain Oliver Harmon Jones on the small screen. He appeared in more than 20 movies and TV shows during his acting career. Brown spent his later years working with young people as a probation officer in Los Angeles.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.